today. Mr. Carter will also meet with Secretary of State Cyrus Vance and members of the Senate Foreign Relations and House International Affairs Committees. Vice President Walter Mondale is flying home to Washington after ending his 10-day visit to America's major allies. In Tokyo this morning, Mondale said the alliance with Japan remains central to United States policy in Asia. More after this.
When you've decided to buy a microwave oven, wouldn't it be nice if there was an easy way to be sure you're getting the right one? There is. Just go to your Amana retailer and see a demonstration of the fabulous Amana Touchmatic Radar Range, the first microwave oven with a memory. The Amana Touchmatic Radar Range can take foods from the freezer to the table, simple as 1, 2, 3. Because Amana's Touchmatic Radar Range remembers how long to defrost, then remembers exactly how long to cook. And after it calls you for dinner, the timer even remembers and displays the time of day. And just look at these other performance and convenience features. Stainless steel interior, big enough for a family-sized turkey. Cookmatic Power Shift lets you choose the cooking speed you need. 675 watts of cooking power cooks almost everything in 1/4 the usual time, with 50 to 75% less energy than a conventional electric range. That's energy saving. The Amana Touchmatic Radar Range. Once you see it in action, you'll know it's the one for you.
In Glendale, California, America's first barnstormer has died. Charlie Willard was 93 years old. He was the fourth American to pilot an airplane, learned from aircraft builder Glenn Curtis how to fly in 1909. Only the Wright brothers and Curtis had flown before Charlie Willard got off the ground. Willard held several distinctions, first pilot to fly over downtown Los Angeles, appearing in the nation's first air show in 1910, and first pilot to be shot down. Seems a farmer in the Midwest didn't like it when Charlie flew overhead. The farmer took aim, hit the plane's propeller using a squirrel gun. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Maryland Fabrics presents Last Blast 76, a last blast sale on last year's merchandise. Cottons, polyesters, neester, double knits, quilted, and more. All priced between 49 and 98 cents a yard. And be sure to register now for special menswear classes. The deadline's Wednesday. Spring's on the way. Shop and save now during the Last Blast 76 sale at Maryland Fabrics, 1650 South Poplar.
Here's the latest news, presented by Adolph Coors Company of Golden, Colorado, brewers of Coors, America's fine light beer.
It's 24 degrees on Katy Lane. This is the 706 Report with Bob Coleman and Larry Wakefield. Good morning. A 42-year-old Campbell County man has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with that weekend shooting. Bond for Jesse Collins of Wright has been set at $100,000 up in Gillette. Collins is charged with killing 54-year-old Jack Putnam Saturday night in a bar fight in Reno Junction. Collins is also being held for shooting 41-year-old Harry Reno. Reno was shot in the stomach. He's in critical condition. He's in a hospital in Denver. Collins was arrested yesterday morning by Natrona County Deputy Sheriff Mike Sanford, after Sanford had spotted a pickup truck that matched the description of the one that was seen driving away from the shooting. A Green River woman charged with first-degree murder is scheduled for a preliminary hearing in Rock Springs Justice Court today. Judith Leeper is charged with shooting 41-year-old John Johansson. He's also from Green River. Authorities say Ms. Leeper apparently shot Johansson in front of a private club on January 16th. The shooting followed an argument inside the club.
Two seniors from NCHS have been named by Congressman Tino Roncalio as his principal nominees to the U.S. Air Force Academy, located just north of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Miles Allen Kroll of 3201 Hawthorne and Darren Scott McKnight, also of Casper, were the young men named. Both also were named as alternate nominees to the Military Academy at West Point. In addition, McKnight was named alternate to the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Miles is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Edwin Crowell. Darren is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Arthur McKnight. The congressman also named alternates who will be tested to determine their eligibility of appointment. They would be considered in the event the principal nominees do not qualify for or cannot accept an appointment. They include Casperites Patrick Husted, Ron Simon, and Richard Patrick McKnight for the Air Force Academy, Husted, McKnight, and Simon again for the Naval Academy, and again, Ron Simon for the Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, New York.
The controversy surrounding plans to designate areas of Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Washington as a critical habitat for grizzly bear area has prompted a couple of Western senators to introduce a bill that would require an environmental impact statement for the move. One of those would be Senator Hansen of Wyoming, the other Idaho Senator James McClure. They introduced the measure. They said the federal government should conduct environmental studies whenever a habitat decision is deemed to be a major action. The measure would also require environmental statements for future habitat designations also. Senator Hansen has asked the Interior Department to withdraw the grizzly bear habitat proposal until an environmental study can be completed.
The Environmental Quality Council of the State Department of Environmental Quality has adopted standards for wastewater discharge from oil and gas treatment facilities. The standards were adopted in a public hearing on Friday. The council held a hearing last December here in Casper on the standards, but the standards adopted Friday contained some major modifications from those discussed in December. The guidelines will control the amounts of chemical and solid waste discharged into Wyoming's public waterways. The guidelines also establish procedures to monitor the treatment facilities. A DEQ spokesman said there were few objections from oil and gas treater operators. More news in a moment.
A clean, sparkling taste and naturally refreshing. These are two good reasons why Coors is America's fine light beer. Because it's brewed with pure Rocky Mountain spring water, Coors has a light, distinctive flavor, as refreshing and natural as the high country from which it comes. The natural goodness of Coors is further enhanced by the use of other quality ingredients from Mother Nature as well, including Moravian barley and a combination of the finest imported and domestic hops. These are carefully blended with pure Rocky Mountain spring water in a brewing process which takes its time to produce natural beer flavor at its very best. For true beer enjoyment, ask for Coors. It's the natural choice. Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
Well, you probably heard by now that 58% of the faculty members responding to a campus poll on the University of Wyoming campus say they are not satisfied with the job UW President William Carlson is doing. The information serviced in a confidence vote that was authorized by the Faculty Senate 2 weeks ago. 26.5% of the faculty members responding said they were pleased with Carlson, and a spokesman for the Faculty Senate said that more than 72% of the faculty on the campus participated in the poll. A group of more than 200 faculty members supporting Carlson have filed petitions challenging the action and requesting a full faculty review of the matter. Bob?
The future of coal development in Campbell County and the effects it will have on population are going to be talked about at a public meeting tonight up in Gillette. The Casper District Manager for the Bureau of Land Management, Bob Wilbur, said last month that the meetings are being held to get public input on how much coal leasing and growth is desired. BLM has estimated that coal development could increase the population of Campbell County by between 23 and 51,000 people. By the turn of the century. It's 24 degrees on Katy Lane. Larry will be back in about 10 minutes with a complete weather report for you. This has been the 706 Report with Larry Wakefield and Bob Coleman. Next news at 7:30.
The latest news has been presented by Coors, brewed with pure Rocky Mountain spring water. Thank you for joining us.
What a nice guy, Coleman, huh? I played your name first this morning. 12.5 minutes after 7, Hubba Hubba time, 24 degrees, and we have ABBA with the Dancing Queen.
Anybody could be that guy, not as young and music's high.
ABBA, the Dancing Queen. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us on the Wakefield Coleman Show for this Tuesday morning, February the 1st it is. And we've got some things we'll be tossing out this morning. Hope you'll stay with us, and we'll run over the American Music Awards. Last night, they were presented. Nobody was around to accept their awards, but they were presented anyway. It was kind of interesting, I guess. I didn't watch it, but I heard a little bit about it. I tried to watch Evel Knievel jump the sharks, and Evil Baby didn't come through for the folk. About an hour before the show started live, he decided he'd better have one practice jump. He wiped out a camera, a cameraman, and himself.
Evil, there's some question as to what kind of sharks they had in there.
That's what I understand. They said they were lemon sharks, remember? And they weren't going to feed them for a few days? Then what is it that the guy said out at Chicago?
He directs the aquarium out there. He said they're not man-eating sharks.
Chicago Aquarium director says the sharks are not man-eaters, probably more afraid of Knievel than he is of them. Well, I'll tell you, he didn't get to find out one way or the other. He's in the hospital.
You didn't see the music awards?
No, I didn't.
Dolly Parton was there presenting some awards.
Well, that's some more nice things about that show, right? We'll run over the winners for you a little later on. This will take us to weather time on a Tuesday morning. Andre, True Connection, and more, more, more.
You want to know how I really feel? Get the cameras rolling.
four more. How do you like it? Scooby-doo-wop-a. Yeah, good morning. Being kind today to Kathy Culver, who is celebrating her 18th birthday. Kathy, happy birthday. One of our Miss 16 lovelies. And Dick Trost, who is 29 and holding. And he's been holding, well, anyway, for a long time, right? Anyway, they'll swing by the Katie Studios. They'll each receive Egg McMuffins from McDonald's and a movie pass from the Commonwealth Theater.
Here's a question from Wyoming National Bank. Who gets the first bite out of your paycheck? Is it the grocery, the doctor, the repairman? Well, these are all good and necessary. But Wyoming National suggests you take the first bite out of your paycheck yourself and put it into savings at Wyoming National. For as little as $25, you can buy certificates of deposit earning 5.5% on 3-month certificates to 6.5% on 2.5 year and over. By government regulation, there is a penalty for early withdrawal. This payday, pay yourself first by saving at Wyoming National Bank.
Toyota is the number one selling import, and Milo's Toyota Sales wants to thank you for it with Celebration 77 at Toyota, now through February 28th. Buy any new Toyota car or truck during Celebration 77, and Milo's Toyota buys you a gift worth $100 or more from his collection. See Milo's today. Check out the Corolla Liftback, the SR5 or Deluxe, both sporty-equipped cars built Toyota tough with station wagon convenience and Corolla economy. Then look over the exciting free gifts. Come celebrate at Milo's Toyota Sales, 355 South Ash.
You asked for it, you got it, Toyota, you got it, Toyota.
I'm Doc Mueller, and this morning on Free for All, we've got an open discussion with Steve LaBelle live from Cheyenne as he continues Katie's coverage of the Wyoming legislature. If you have questions or comments, please give us a call this morning on our open discussion. That's Free for All this morning at 9:15.
Thank you, Doc, and it's time now for the morning weather. And we take you to the National Weather Service at the Natrona County International Airport for the forecast. Weather, of course, is brought to you each morning at this time by Judd Tire, 800 West Yellowstone Highway.
Variable cloudiness today, cloudy tonight and Wednesday. Slight chance of light snow showers over and near the mountains tonight and tomorrow morning. Decreasing cloudiness and cooler tomorrow afternoon. The high today, 40 to 45. The low tonight, 15 to 20, and the high on Wednesday in the mid-30s. Chances of measurable snow are 20% tonight and 20% Wednesday morning. The extended forecast for Wyoming Thursday through Saturday is dry through the period. Lows 0 to 10 above in the northwest to the mostly in the teens southeast. Highs mostly in the 20s northwest to the 30s in the southeast. The high in Casper yesterday was 45. The overnight low so far has been 19.
Winter is finally here, and the folks at Judd Tire Supply remind you to use extra caution when driving on city streets or traveling on the highways. Pump your brakes gently when you come to a stop, and if your car should skid out of control, remember to turn your wheels into the direction of the skid. For the best selection of mud and snow tires, shop Judd Tire Supply, 800 West Yellowstone, and have a safe winter.
We have a current reading of 26 degrees here at the Katie Studios. Again, the high was 45 yesterday, low this morning, 19. It's kind of overcast. It will be interesting to see what develops. We do have that 20% chance of precipitation tonight and again tomorrow morning. And if you're going to be traveling around the state's highways and byways, stay tuned. We'll have the road and travel report in just a few minutes. 24 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, career gal for the day, Vicki Linhart, who works up at the hospital. And if she'll stop by Abel K. Cottage today, she'll receive a beautiful floral gift and a coupon for a free chicken dinner from the Red Barn. Is that it? Is that Gordon?
That's it.
All right. Here's the road report.
The latest road and travel conditions in the Casper area and around the state of Wyoming on February the 1st. Generally, dry roads are reported, but it is slippery at Lyman, Evanston, LaBarge, Afton, and Togedy Pass. And it is slippery in spots at Kemmer, Cokeville, Buffalo, Gillette, north of Moorcroft, west of Sundance on U.S. 14, at Hewlett, Newcastle, Powder River Pass, Burgess Junction, and east of Tensleep, and black ice is reported at Lyman. Mostly favorable weather, but it is snowing at Evanston, LaBarge, and Togedy Pass, and fog is reported at Granger, Lyman, Kemmer, and Cokeville. Utah reports slippery roads and snowing. I-90 to Montana report, and 310 to Billings, Montana, are all reporting dry roads and favorable weather. And South Dakota and the Black Hills report slippery in spots with favorable weather. This is Gordon Thorson, direct from the Wyoming Highway Department, turning you back to the studios of KATI. Thank you for listening, and drive carefully.
All right, thank you, Gordon. Have a nice day. 7:25 is our time on the Wakefield Coleman Show. And we have a legislative report coming up with Steve Lobel, our man on the scene in Cheyenne, back in just a couple of minutes with more music.
The question of decontrolling the liquor industry is under study by the House Corporations Elections and Political Subdivisions Committee. During a public hearing on major changes in licensing late Monday, the Liquor Dealers Association came out in favor of a bill for resort licensing. Under that bill, sponsored by the committee, a food establishment with an assessed valuation of over $250,000 with convention facilities could apply for a special resort classification license. According to Leo McHugh, representing the Liquor Dealers Association, this would increase business and tourism. He said the association could support it as long as it went on the floor without too many amendments. The special resort licenses would be granted by the county commissioners and city councils with no number limits. The plan was instituted in Teton County 4 years ago, and supporters claim it is working well and has spurred business. Arguments covered most openly were the issuance of beer and wine licenses to restaurants with a valuation of only $10,000 and the seating capacity of more than 50. Opponents claim, among other things, this would breed law enforcement problems and a low-type class of establishment now being able to serve liquor. Proponents of that bill claim the present licensing procedures restrict business and it does not perpetuate anything but a state-authorized monopoly. A move to raise the speed limit and changes in penal institutions, those stories when the legislative report continues.
The Redcoats are coming! The Redcoats are coming! Wait, hey, didn't you hear what I said? I said the Redcoats are coming.
I'm not worried. I'm insured with Liquidation Insurance. You know, the company with the busiest number in town. Liquidation Insurance is ready for an emergency, but don't wait till the last minute. Call now. 235-5703.
That's a really good idea.
I know.
Representative Gus Fleischley of Laramie County, co-sponsor of a bill raising the highway speed limit to 65, said there is growing support for that move. Fleischley says that the speed is not the number one cause of highway accidents, nor is it in the top three causes. He says in some areas of the country, the lower speed limit has had a beneficial effect, but not so in Wyoming. Presently, he said, some 18 states are considering similar measures. The only concern, he said, is whether the speed limit change will have any effect on the cuts on possible highway federal funds. And the superintendent of the Nebraska Women Penal Institution at York has told the State Board of Charities and Reform that facility can no longer house women from Wyoming. Jackie Crawford said Wyoming may need a facility to house some 40 women within 5 years based on the rising crime rate. She said Wyoming does not need a penitentiary for women, but a facility dealing with the individual and the social problems that put her there.
I think, first of all, that we have to look at the profile of the woman. We're looking at an average age of 22. We're looking at an individual, possibly with an education of 10th grade. She's sole supporter of 2 to 3 children, ranging from 2 to 5 years old. Chemical dependency problem, drugs or alcohol, and also very unskilled. And with all of those components together, it's essential to have a program as follows. We're looking at an extensive medical program, dental. We're also looking at a chemical dependency program, which we feel is essential. Family counseling, child visitation, child care and development classes and courses of all kinds pertaining to children and even those that would want to go into the occupation, you know, of child care and development.
And today is the deadline to file bills. The noon deadline was set by Majority Floor Leader Warren Morton in the House of Representatives. According to the rules, a bill can only be filed until the 18th day. Presently in the hopper, there are close to 750 bills, and it's certain that later on today there'll be a flurry of legislation introduced, some of it carrying over until Wednesday. From the state capitol, this is Steve Lobel.
KTI Casper joined Steve again at 12:25 this afternoon for a legislative report. Steve also reports at 5:25, three times daily, live from the state capitol. Or from the Capitol. We assume he's live.
<clears throat> 25 degrees is the temperature reading on Katy Lane. This is the 7:30 report of service of Kistler Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Bob Coleman, Katy News. The future of coal development in the Campbell County area and the effects it will have on population will be the topic of a public meeting tonight conducted by the Bureau of Land Management in Gillette. The Casper District Manager for the BLM, Bob Wilbur, said last month the meetings are being held to get public input on how much coal leasing and growth is desired. The Environmental Quality Council of the State Department of Environmental Quality has adopted standards for wastewater discharge from oil and gas treatment facilities. They were adopted in a public hearing Friday. The council held a hearing last month in Casper on the standards, but the standards adopted Friday contained some major modifications from those discussed in December. A 42-year-old Campbell County man has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with a weekend shooting. Bond for Jesse Collins of Wright, Wyoming, has been set at $100,000. A member of the Wyoming House said the government has the duty to regulate the price of commodities necessary for survival. Democrat John Vintage of Hudson is sponsoring a bill that would give Wyoming consumers top priority for natural gas produced from state-owned leases. A bill that seeks to increase Wyoming's speed limits to 65 miles an hour has been introduced in the House. Sponsors of the bill say it should pass if the federal government doesn't threaten to withdraw highway funds. The controversy surrounding plans to designate areas of Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Washington as a critical habitat area for grizzly bear has prompted a couple of western senators to introduce a bill that would require an environmental impact statement for the move. Senator Hansen and Idaho Senator James McClure have introduced the measure. They said the federal government should conduct environmental studies whenever a habitat decision is deemed to be a major action. We will return with a couple of regional stories for you after this word from Kistler Plumbing and Heating.
Know the location of your water meter and the shutoff valve that goes to it. Make sure that you can turn the valve handle and that the valve will shut off tight. Also know the exact location of the main water shutoff from the street. Now that's usually located at the curb line. It's good advice that could come in handy. From Kistler Plumbing and Heating, Casper's Quality Union Plumber, 356 North Walcott. Remember, if you have plumbing problems, call Kistler Plumbing and Heating, Casper's Quality Union Plumber.
A suit filed in U.S. District Court in Billings last week alleges that television evangelist Dwayne Friend and his wife, Sue, extracted an $80,000 religious contribution from a dying Billings woman on a promise of an exalted place in heaven. The suit was filed by the dead woman's niece. The complaint said the two befriended Mrs. Pearl Sheffley. They talked her into buying an $80,000 area of property in Wright County, Missouri, placing it in the couple's name rather than under control of any religious organization or foundation. The evangelist Friend is crusading in Billings, but he could not be reached for comment last night. The lady who filed the suit, the dead woman's niece, said her aunt was 89 years old and near deaf when the transaction took place back in 1975. Although a final decision has not been made, attorneys for Claudine Longet expect to file a motion for a new trial later this week. Ms. Longet was sentenced yesterday to 30 days in jail and 2 years probation for killing pro skier Spider Sabich. Her attorney, Charles Weedman, said before the sentencing that any jail term would prompt an appeal. Now he says that's up to Ms. Longet. Yesterday, Ms. Longet said the district attorney, Frank Tucker, is more concerned with his own ambitions than with justice. And Tucker said Ms. Longet was a victim of her own recklessness and her own carelessness. Larry?
4 years ago, I won $1,000 on B12. Those are the words of San Francisco's Thera Merla, who spends much of her time playing bingo, not selling vitamins. But for one fellow player, Francis Paleo, bingo's just a way of coping with 35 years of marriage. She says after you've been married that long, you've got to find an excuse to get out of the house. Forecast. Variable cloudiness today, cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Slight chance of light snow showers over near the mountain areas tonight and tomorrow morning. Decreasing cloudiness, cooler Wednesday afternoon, high today 40 to 45. Low tonight 15 to 20, tomorrow about 35. 20% chance of precipitation tonight and tomorrow. 45 for the high yesterday, 19. The low this morning, current reading is 25 degrees. That's the news. Bob Coleman, Larry Wakefield reporting for Kistler Plumbing. I can give her some more pointers. This is the song that was named favorite pop single of the year last night. Elton John, Kiki D, and Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried. Oh, honey, if I get restless, baby, you're not that kind. Don't go breaking my heart. You take
in my heart. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Elton John, Kiki D. Named last night on the 4th Annual American Music Awards. That's the pop song of the year, according to them. And that's very nice. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. That was the number 3 song here in Casper.
When there's a breakthrough in motorcycles, chances are you hear the name Honda. It's no surprise that the world's first semi-automatic 750 class touring bike comes from Honda. The new 750 Honda-Matic, now on display at Casper Motorcycle Sales. The Honda-Matic 750 is a sophisticated blend of big four-stroke, four-cylinder power coupled to a smooth Honda-Matic transmission. There's absolutely no clutching involved. See the 750 Honda-Matic right now at Casper Motorcycle Sales, 1345 South McKinley.
You meet the nicest people.
In fact, I just met some the other day.
On a Honda.
Casper Motorcycle Sales, now open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m.
19 minutes before 8 o'clock, it's time for Our Changing World with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Benham Sam Porters. In a moment, Mr. Nightingale.
It's hard to improve on something great, but Benham's is doing it. Yes, Casper's finest supper club is remodeling, enlarging, and growing more magnificent with each passing day. And although much work's still being done to Benham's interior, they are continuing to offer delicious lunches, relaxing dinners, and the finest service in town. It's hard to imagine Benham's improving, because they already have a reputation for serving the largest selection of favorite foods and gourmet specialties. And just about everyone agrees, nothing, but nothing beats Benham's own secret recipe for barbecued ribs. If you're in the mood for a relaxing lunch, an expertly prepared dinner, along with your favorite beverage, stop in at Benham's. Truly an experience in fine dining. It's Benham's, 739 North Center.
Now, here's Mr. Nightingale.
Thank you. I was reading Gerald Sykes' fine book, The Perennial Avant-Garde, and came across one of those great stopper lines. I made a note of it for you. He wrote, "If anyone remains rootless, it is because he has declined the hard and lonely task of rerooting himself in authenticity. He would much rather blame everything on the times or society or his parents." It's the kind of simple and powerful and hopeful thing that Gerald Sykes seems to find so easy to write. In an age in which millions of people seem to have been cast loose from their moorings, we tend to overlook the fact that there are other anchorages. We tend to wail over our lost snug harbors and forget two important ideas. The first is that roots so easily severed can't have been all that great to begin with, so that we're possibly better off adrift. And secondly, that it's only by being adrift that we have the opportunity to find new, firmer ground in which to put down new roots. Let me give you his thought again. If anyone remains rootless, it is because he has declined the hard and lonely task of rerooting himself in authenticity. He would much rather blame everything on the times or society or his parents. The hard and lonely task of rerooting himself in authenticity. Now, there's the problem of every thinking person. Finding his way to authenticity, to firm and lasting footing. I don't imagine that very many embark on that most interesting, though arduous, journey. And it seems to be a journey that each of us must take for himself, if it's to be made at all. That is, finding authenticity and putting down roots that mean something to us and will work for us in our daily lives. It isn't something that someone can just give us. We must find it for ourselves. That seems to be the name of the game. Just as we must find excellence in anything for ourselves. Gerald Sykes also said in one of his other books something to the effect that each of us must finally come to the understanding that there is no real achievement without years of humble apprenticeship, nor without alienating ourselves from most of society. That's another tough, stiff drink, isn't it? Makes you swallow and blink your eyes. But it also makes you stiffen up your mind and your back, and it holds out hope for each of us. There is a way to excellence and solid achievement, but it is a long, hard way. There are no shortcuts, and avoiding the issue doesn't change anything. We can decide not to make the effort. We can just sit down with our severed roots lying about us, or we can close our eyes and try to kid ourselves. We can try to hide in the old ill-fitting garments of our parents or remain in the nursery, even though we can't get comfortable with all that tiny furniture. But that way leads to fear, to ignorance, to disillusionment, or panic. There is authenticity in the world, and there is everything we want and need for real solid achievement, for personal success while we're here. But it must come from finding our own way. That's the job each one of us has to tackle. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, winter's off and running, and it's ahead by a nose. But spring is catching up. Summer and fall, they're going to bring up the rear. Look out, spring is catching up. And if you'd like to get a head start on your spring wardrobe, shop Porter's at 227 East 1st in the city. New things for spring are starting to arrive, and you're going to love the look. Pick out a few goodies. Get a head start on your spring wardrobe. Porter's is also offering this winning sale item. Beautiful winter coats for dress and casual wear, now marked one-third to one-half off regular prices. And have you taken a peek at the fabulous Olga lingerie being offered at Porter's? It's a safe bet to say you're going to love it. Feminine, frilly underfashions that caress softly and flatter in every way. Yeah, you're going to find it all at Porter's. That's Porter's, 227 East 1st. They're the winner.
If anyone remains rootless, it is because he has declined the hard and lonely task of rerooting himself in authenticity. He would much rather blame everything on the times or society or his parents. This is Earl Nightingale, and thank you.
Copies of today's program are available at Benham's and at Porter's. Ask for program number 3112. And join us each morning at this same time for Our Changing World with Earl Nightingale. 13 minutes before 11, what? 8 o'clock. Not used to this early morning jazz. This is Steve Miller, flying like an eagle. 25 degrees.
Slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
This week, Flying Like an Eagle, that's Steve Miller in the group at 10 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Being kind to Kathy Culver, 18. Happy birthday, Kathy. And Dick Trost, who's celebrating another one. They'll each receive the Egg McMuffins from McDonald's and a movie pass Commonwealth Theaters. Sports next with Bob Coleman. young Chris Cleveland of Henderson, Kentucky, learned how to toss his wristwatch minus the band into the air and catch it in his mouth. Last week, he swallowed it by accident. Surgeons removed the watch. And Chris, I'd like to tell you there's better ways to pass the time of day. Here's Bob Coleman with sports.
I can't follow that. Mercy. Sports is a service this morning of the Security Bank people. The Broncos apparently will waste little time in naming a new coach. Ralston announced he quit yesterday, as said his departure would be in the best interest of all concerned. The Broncos have a news conference today. Presumably, they'll name Red Miller the new boss. He is offensive coordinator with the New England Pats. Miller has a daughter named Lana who goes to CSU, and she told KLOV in Loveland last night, that's a radio station, she said last night her father would be named officially to the job. He was in town in Denver a while back, was interviewed for the position of offensive coordinator at Denver. That was Max Coley's old